He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gadget Professor. My name is Don Bain, and I am the Gadget Professor. We are in episode 110. That means 110. So if you are new to the Gadget Professor, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm glad that you found us. We're actually heard in 163 countries around the world. It's amazing to me, but I'm very grateful for everybody's viewership. We come out every Thursday evening with a brand new episode. We usually have some kind of crazy gadget. Could be electronic. It could be not electronic in nature. You just never know. That's why you have to tune in. And every week I try to feature a couple apps and a couple pieces of software that I find interesting and hopefully you will find interesting. And this week we have quite a few, actually more than usual, so I'm going to scramble through those real quick. The easiest way, of course, to get to the Gadget Professor is just by going to our webpage, and that would be thegadgetprofessor.com, thegadgetprofessor.com. And what you want to do when you get to that web page is there's a brown box here, and right there it says The Gadget Professor. If you click that, you will be subscribed to the show, and every Thursday night as soon as the show is posted, it will be in your RSS feed. That would be your iPod, your iPad, your Zoom, whatever device, audiovisual device that you have that will pick up a feed, The Gadget Professor, you can subscribe to, or even on the Roku box, the Boxy box. We're on Samsung TV. You can watch us on your tablet. Pretty much anywhere there's a glass surface, you will find the Gadget Professor. You can find me on YouTube. We post all the episodes on YouTube. One thing that you want to do, folks, for sure, is you want to subscribe to the email list, and that's our show notes, and that would be down here. It says newsletter. If you click on that, what will happen is you're just going to enter your email address in there, and then every Thursday evening, as soon as the show is over and posted, you will get an email right in your inbox telling you that the show is ready to view, and also you'll have all the URLs that we talk about. They'll be hot linked. So it's a very handy and convenient tool to have, and it's totally free. Some people have emailed me that they try to subscribe and they couldn't get on, so you should be okay with that. If you're still having a problem getting the show notes, please email me and I'll look into it. But as far as I know, everything is working a-okay. And also you can scroll down and all the Gadget Professors from episode 1 are on there. So if you're looking for a particular item that we reviewed or discussed, you can go back and look at the prior episodes. Of course, you can check me out at Facebook, The Gadget Professor on Facebook. And if you want to contact me, you can email me at any point in time at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That would be thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And my favorite page, of course, next to my website, would be at rebelmouse/gadgetprofessor. What this does is the Gadget Professor tweets 25, 30, 40 times a day. And if you go to my Rebel Mouse page, that would be rebelmouse/gadgetprofessor. It will be in the show notes. If you click on that, you will see everything that I'm tweeting about in living color, and you can actually click on the article or the picture that interests you and stay current. This page automatically, or what's called dynamically, updates, so you can look at it now, and 20 minutes from now it will be totally different. So you definitely want to check out my Rebel Mouse page for sure. So let's start off today with some of our free apps. The first one that we're going to talk about is Slick Screen. This is totally free, and Slick Screen is a productivity tool designed to maximize your screen real estate. So sometimes you've seen a friend or someone else that has two or three monitors and it looks really cool, but if you don't have two or three monitors and you would like two or three monitors, this will let you have two or three or four monitors on one monitor. What this does is it will allow you to create your own windows, if you will, and divide them up as much as you want and actually have separate window frames just as if you were to have multiple monitors. Totally free. This interface is non-overlapping. It's great for comparisons, for copy and pasting tasks. Works in complement with your current web browsers and programs. Leverage your screen real estate. Don't waste it. It's useless white space, so you might as well fill it up with content, obviously. So this will drag and drop from window to window, say goodbye to the back button, capture running applications, and run them inside of the Slick Screens interface. 6 to 8 panel modes. 6 to 8 panel modes for your high rollers, and even larger. You can get even more screens with more sectional screens with larger monitors. So this is pretty cool and totally free. It's called Slick Screen 2.0. It's a brand new version, so you'll want to check that out. And again, it will be in the show notes. This is a cool type of app, and this is put out by the folks at Carbonite. This particular app is free, and it's called Currents. And what it allows you to do is to sync, save, and share. Now your work can be kept up with you. So they have a little video here. I'm not going to take the time to run that. You can run that. It's at labs.carbonite.com, and it basically says say goodbye to special folders. Currents finds your files no matter where you save them, and then automatically and securely syncs them with your Currents list using 256-bit encryption. Keep working on the go. You can edit files in any of your devices, and then once you change that particular file or files, it's synchronized with all your other devices. And you also can use this as a collaboration tool, so you can keep everyone up to date with Currents. You can securely share and collaborate on files. Rest easy knowing that you can roll back to previous versions if needed. So there's a complete tutorial. It's totally free, and you can check it out because the Gadget Professor recommends it. Now, the next software that I came up with, this is actually an interesting device. It's called Scribi, and it's totally free. There's no registration required, and it's called freeware, so you can make a donation or not make a donation, but it's completely free for business and for personal use. There's no time limits, there's no restrictions, there's no hidden costs, there's no malware or anything like that. It's good stuff. And what this does is it records a Skype to Skype call, Skype in, Skype out, conference calls, high quality recordings optimized for your voice. It's ideal for recording podcasts and interviews on Skype, and there's no spyware or malware, as I just mentioned. And what it does is it records the audio. It does not record the video, but this is a free audio recorder. So if you're having a conference call over Skype or family chat or whatever and you want to record it, this is the software called Scribi that will record that conversation for you on Skype. The next one that we have, as I said, we got a lot today to go through. This is called Tinderizer. And this is really neat. And we kind of covered this last week or the week before, but this is kind of an augmentation of one thing that I covered last week, which we'll show you in a second. What this does is you can send articles to your Kindle device one click at a time. And the Amazon Kindle is great if all you do is read books, but you don't. You're on the web, and you read your stuff on the web. And reading on the web is fine, but you've got stuff to do, and you can't read everything right now. Wouldn't it be nice to read it on your Kindle? Well, Tinderizer can send most articles on the web straight to your Kindle machine. You can set it up in just a few minutes. There's no sign-up, and they don't keep any information. So you can check this out. It's called Tinderizer, and this actually will take you to the website. And as I mentioned, it's kind of an augmentation of something that we mentioned last week, which is called Bookmarklet. So essentially what you're going to do is load this on, and there's an app within that that will send whatever it is that you want directly to your Kindle. That's a very handy feature, especially when you're traveling and you don't have access to the internet, or you're on a plane and you don't want to cough up the $10 or whatever they charge you, $100 now, to use the internet. So check that out if you want to send the stuff on the web directly to your Kindle. It's a pretty cool app. This one is called Cut MP3 Files. Sorry about that, folks. Cut MP3 Files Online. MP3 Cut is a simple online utility that enables you to cut pieces out of MP3 files without having to decode that MP3, Why would you want to do that? Because it will make ringtones for you. It's totally free. It's online. It's simple to use. You select a file. You set where you want it to cut. And you click cut. And boom, you'll have it done. And you can put it on your MP3 on your PC or mobile phone. So if you want to make some ringtones and you don't want to invest in software, this will do it for you free. And it's called cutmp3.net. And again, this will be in the show notes. A lot of software today, folks. Getting your money's worth out of the Gadget Professor. This is called Double Twist. Now, I've been using this on my Droid since it's been out to play videos. But what they've done now is they've introduced this thing called Magic Radio. So Double Twist, this is in addition, if you don't want to use iTunes, this is something that you may want to check out. Double Twist, love your music. Double Twist makes it easy to enjoy your music on your phone. Enjoy your music, photos and videos on your mobile devices, so it will do everything. It was available for the PC and for your Android, and it's very similar, but I think it's easier to use than iTunes. Unfortunately, I know everybody's going to hate me, but I'm not a big fan of iTunes. I never have been, but I have an iPhone 5 and love that, but I use other things rather than iTunes. But if you are a Droid or PC user, you'll want to check this Magic Radio out. And this is the mobile application here, and it just basically shows you what the screen would look like. So check that out. It's called Double Twist. It's a great video app. As I said, I use it all the time. Now, I frequently get asked, how do I put up a website? Do I have to buy software? Do I have to hire someone? There are a lot of website hosting services out there that you can buy the whole package that will actually host the website for you and have building tools within that. This site is totally free, and it's called Weebly. And it's modern and unique. It provides you with modern and unique themes, and you just basically drag and drop. It's totally free, and it does a very nice job. And it gives you an optimized look for your mobile phone or your tablet also. So if you're interested in making a website, you might want to check this out. And it has both apps for the iPhone and the Android, and it got 5 stars. So photos and videos stand out. Photos look sharp with high-quality slideshows and filters. Present your videos in crystal clear HD. So you can create a blog. This will link you to social media. Reliable cloud hosting, hassle-free, redundant, and scalable, includes everyone. You can contribute, because it has contributors. I don't think they have... Oh, here's pricing right here. I haven't checked that out. You can get the free version, which costs you $0 per month. Everything you need to create your own high-quality site for $4 a month. That's not too expensive. You can add custom branding options, expanded site stats, and premium support for $8 a month. You get the complete, most powerful package with the most professional features. So, you can use your own domain or choose a free subdomain on Weebly, like yoursite.weebly.com. So it could be like gadgetprofessor.weebly.com. So check that out. It's very easy to use, and it's if you want it to be, it's 100% free, and it's a lot of fun. I've played around with it, and I actually like it. It's very good. Now, last but not least, there's a new version of this, and everybody has their own favorite password manager. And I got to tell you, the Gadget Professor has so many passwords. I do have them written down and secured, and I do have a place on one of my cloud platforms, not someone else's cloud platform, my own platform. But this is something I just started using, and I know a lot of people have password managers that they enjoy, but if you don't, you want to check out Dashlane. I think this is the best one out there. It's totally free, and it's the best word pass manager for Android. It keeps track of your passwords. It automatically logs you in onto every website. You'll never lose a password. It's all encrypted. They don't even know your password, and I highly recommend that you check this out if you are having problems remembering your passwords, and I do have a problem with that from time to time. So check Dashlane out. And now, folks, we are going to go to the gadget of the day. And the gadget of the day, I'm looking around, the gadget of the day is actually right here. And I'm going to just fold this down. This is the Black Series by Shift. It's a 20 LED utility lantern. You can use it indoors or outdoors. It's great for camping, patio entertaining, home emergencies, the workshop. It has a built-in dimmer switch. There's 20 LED lights in this device. It provides 360-degree illumination for convenient light anywhere. It has a rotating dimmer switch, which adjusts the light from full output to a soft ambient glow. A built-in handle carrier. Wow. You can hang it or fold it down. And it's dual power. It will run on four flashlight batteries, D battery cells, or there's a power pack that does not come with it that you could clip in. And this is kind of what it looks like. This is the box, and let's just take a quick peek at it. So here it is, folks. This is what it looks like. And obviously, here's your handle. It weighs about a pound. And over here is the on and off switch, and it's a rheostat, which means you turn it on, and that's as low as it will go. But now I can turn it up, and I don't know if you can see. This is right now at full brightness. So it's not like a flashlight. It more or less lights, illuminates the area. What I like about it doesn't take any propane or fuel from that standpoint of view, so it's not going to tip over and catch on fire. There's absolutely no heat. The dimmable switch is nice if you don't want a lot of light. It does turn fully off. And if you unscrew the bottom of this, this is actually where the batteries go in. And it's very easy to use, so it's great for kids. And basically, the batteries just seat in here, four batteries. And then you just put this back. There's only one way to put this back in. It won't go any other way. And then this just has a screw top, so we're going to screw this essentially back on. It doesn't say anything about being waterproof, so I don't know if it is. It probably isn't, but there you go. And then right here on the side, which is kind of stupid, but they have it in case you don't want to wear the batteries out. There's a little plug here, and it looks like it is protected from the elements, from the water. But if you put any kind of DC power adapter, pretty much anything from probably 3 volts to, let's say, 12 volts DC, and the polarity doesn't make a difference because the LEDs don't know the polarity, at least not in this. So any power pack that you have, any charger that will fit into this with a kind of like, you know, just your standard pin plug will go in there, and you don't have to use the battery. So what I like about it, as I said, it's great for kids at night. If you have a power failure, it will light up a room very easily. Because they're LEDs, they'll never burn out, and they don't take a lot of power, so they'll last for a long time on one set of flashlight batteries. Also, it's handy to hang up. So it's very inexpensive to purchase. We'll take a look at that in a second. The other thing that I'll tell you is that these LEDs are supposed to last many years. But if they should burn out, they are not replaceable. So if it gets to the point where one burns out, you still have 19. But when it gets to the point where several burn out, you're really just going to take this and throw it in the garbage. So that's a drawback of this, but for the price, and let's take a look at that, it's not too expensive. So if we just check this out on Amazon, it's called the Black Series by Shift 20 LED Utility Lantern Indoor and Outdoor, and it sells for a grand total of $15. Not a bad price. I do believe they're closing this out. And this one, as I said, is made by Shift. The exact same brand is out there by a company called Emerson. So you'll find these now because I think they I can't find if they're discontinued, but they are out there. There's a ton of them out there, but they're starting to come down in price, so you may even be able to get this for less than $14. I think I paid $8 on a daily special, that daily steal type of thing that I showed you a while back. So for $8, I figured it was worth it, and the lights don't go out too much in Arizona. I've never had a power failure since I've been living in Arizona, but right now I'm in Narragansett, Rhode Island, and I have had many power failures back east here, which are tolerable if it's not the winter. You don't want a power failure in Arizona because it's very hot. Actually, it's going to be 112 there tomorrow, and I'm glad I'm not there. So that's going to kind of wrap up the Gadget Professor. But before we leave, we had a contest that we were running, and we are going to give away this wireless range extender. And a person by the name of Greg Warner has won this and wrote me a very nice letter. And I apologize to all the other people who also wrote me very nice letters, but Greg had a compelling story, and he's in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and tomorrow morning I will get up and I will send this to you, and I hope that it extends your wireless range and that you enjoy this, so good luck with that. And that will wrap it up for the Gadget Professor. Next week, I believe we're going to have someone back on the show, a product back in the show that has been recreated and revved up into version 2. And we moved quite a few of these last year, and we have a great opportunity to move them again. I don't make any money on this, but we're going to have a special on these devices that's only available through the Gadget Professor. So I will see everybody next week. Thank you so much for tuning in, and so long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.